This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Your talk radio station. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. Good morning, Carl and Linda. Linda is under the weather today. All the stuff that's going on. You know, every time, you know, you get Thanksgiving, we didn't have a lot of people, but you have, and you go around and see all these people. And of course, she went shopping. We'll talk about that in a little bit. She came back and she's got just a nasty cold today. And since we're getting ready to, watch my daughter, graduate from nursing school this week, we just kind of get her well before that. But Bad Bob's here.
Howdy, good morning.
Howdy and good morning. What's the weather look like?
40% chance of showers after 10 a.m. Not a lot of clouds right now, but that's going to change as we head into the morning. Mostly sunny and then a high near 61. Partly cloudy tonight and continued showers off and on. 30% chance that will be mostly sunny for your Tuesday. High near 53. Change in our weather. Going to start getting cold. This unseasonable warmth will be giving way to some frosty weather. So you might want to guard your plants and whatnot accordingly. Currently in Reading, 37 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They give senior and veterans discount.
That's right. Locally owned, family operated. Our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. And welcome to December. That's right. December 2nd, only 24 more shopping days till Christmas. If you're a guy, if you're a girl, if you're a woman, I think you're supposed to have all of your shopping done by tomorrow or maybe the 20th. But for guys, Bad Bob and I will be out at the latest. You know, I say this, you know, we're until the day before.
Much shorter shopping season this year.
Well, it is.
Yes, we lose an entire weekend in our traditional Christmas shopping ramp up. That's why everything's kind of like gone into highly caffeinated mode from the retail.
Well, the retail's down though.
Yeah, it is.
Retail's down, if you can believe that. Okay, hey, I tell you what, let's go to our, but something that's up probably is our friends from the Wells Fargo Advisors and our market manager, Carolyn Cooks. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, sorry to disappoint you. The Dow Jones is down 40 points this morning at 16,044, and the S&P is down 2 points at 1803, and the NASDAQ is also down 4.5 points at 4055. Active stocks today include JCPenney, down 42 cents at $9.77, and eBay is up $2.03 at $52.55. Stocks of local interest include Pepsi, down 19 cents at $84.24, and PG&E, down 8 cents at $40.29. Turning to the bond market, we have the 30-year bond yielding 3.836% and the 10-year bond yielding 2.779%. Gold is down $15.90 at $12.34.80. Silver is down 37 cents at $19.65. And oil is up 55 cents at $93.27. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yes.
Did you get your shopping in this weekend?
I did a little bit, yes, down in the Bay.
Down in the Bay. Oh, okay. Were the crowds bad?
It was crowded, but it was beautiful. Weather was great.
Okay. Hey, have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
You bet. You know, Black Friday, Linda and her mom went out on Black Friday.
They weren't braving the crowds.
They refused to do Thursday because Thursday's Thanksgiving, you know, and that's our way of protesting. You know, though it seems like the crowds on the amount of stuff bought on Black Friday is down from last year. But then if you add in, you know, I don't know what you call it, Brown Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, Brown Thursday or, you know, or Turkey Thursday. I'm not sure. And
the numbers are in flux.
Wait till next
year. Today, of course, is Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah. What's today?
Cyber Monday. This is when, and this has been a phenomenon in the last few years, people get back to work in their cubicle farms and, instead of actually doing work. They're shopping on Amazon and other sites, and it has been a significant spike in online sales take place today when people get to where they have those nice network connections at work.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, what's Amazon doing that's just could really irritate a lot of people, but it's something that kind of makes sense in a way. But we'll be right back. We've got that. We've got, you know, more stuff on Black Friday. How about, are you healthy this year? Have you been eating healthy this year? I mean, really, have you really been eating healthy this year? We're going to talk about that. Hey, how about Obamacare? Can you link Obamacare to the high-speed train here in California? Oh, yes, of course you can. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. If you're like me, finding that perfect gift for my friends and family can be very difficult. Well, as usual, I've got your answer. Why not buy a gift certificate to an NFI Basic CCW, Ladies Only CCW, or CCW Renewal Class? These certificates are available at Sportsman's Warehouse or online at readingccw.com. They're perfect gifts for that gun carrying your life. Want me to send you one in the mail? Call me at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy wishing you a happy holiday season.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know what? It's 37 degrees out there.
It is, in fact.
Okay, now, run down as fast as you can drive and go to Tobacco and Brew, to Espresso Joe's. Get the special coffees they have down there, the holiday flavor coffees, or get any type of coffee or latte you could possibly want from the baristas down there. Walk next door. Get that. You know, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our good friends down there. Gosh, just where do I start? Let's start with Cascade Christmas. Let's start with Cascade Christmas. And we're going to talk about it more. And Joy's coming in today. We're going to talk more about it. But here I am, a Marine with 30 plus years in the service, plus other jobs throughout the world that may have taken that soft veneer off me like most civilians have. I'm in there watching Cascade Christmas, and I'm having a great time. There wasn't 1 minute of it I did not enjoy, including the little kids on the end of the row that were jumping up and down because they were so happy. I mean, they were jumping up, that they were just having a great time. But the reason I enjoyed it was because they were on the other end of the row next to my father-in-law, Tom. And Tom, who's very stoic, sat there and watched me. He said, they're having a great time. We had a great – if you have not gone to the Cascade Christmas yet – and I'm sure we'll talk about it when Joy Magazine comes out. But if you have not gone to the Cascade Christmas yet, get your tickets. You know what? It's 2 hours. That moves very quickly. And you just have a good time. I mean, it is absolutely great. And I don't go to plays. Anybody around here knows that. I don't go to plays. And I went to Weird Al Yankovic and had a post-traumatic stress seizure that night with all the flashing lights and the noise. So I may have exaggerated a little bit. Paul Walker. Do you know who that is?
Paul Walker. Is that an actor?
Yes. You know who he is?
Is that the Fast and Furious guy?
Fast and Furious star. The star of Fast and Furious. There's like three or four of these in the, or four or five of these. Maybe, I don't know how many there are. In this series, killed yesterday in a car wreck in Southern California. Cause? One of the causes? Speed.
Is it possible that he,
He wasn't driving. He was not driving. He was just at a fundraiser. For the people that had the Philippine typhoon.
Mm-hmm.
He was just at a fundraiser. He had his picture taken with a lot of people. Hops in the car. It's a Porsche. I guess his friend was driving. And down the road they went and they slammed into a tree at a high speed. And they had, camera videos, the phone videos burning badly. So it was, 40 years old.
Last words in the car. Hey, watch this.
Yeah. No, yeah, but if it was in South Carolina, it'd be, hey, hold my beer.
Watch this.
Yeah, hold my beer and watch this. Yeah, but this one, it was, here's a guy that's 40 years old, I don't know if he's a great actor, what other things he was in, but he was in, obviously, a well-known actor. And he was at a fundraiser to help people. And then he's killed at that. You want to talk State of Jefferson for a little while? Yeah, let's talk about it a little while. My State of Jefferson friends out there. It's been an editorial several times in the Record Searchlight. And in it, each time, they say, it can't work. It's foolish. Waste time. Oh, it's not what you're going to get. That it's going, that Northern California can't make it on its own. Because we don't have industry, that it can't make it on its own. It doesn't have industry. It doesn't have the people. It doesn't have the schools. It's just all these things. If that's the case, if this is so ridiculous, why does the Record Searchlight keep writing editorials about it? In this case, it was about San Francisco. Oh, San Francisco will be the center of Northern California. No. No, maybe Stan Statham may have had something from an old report, but that, my friends, is not the plan. And what about the state? What about the State of Jefferson? Is the State of Jefferson kind of like, Shangri-La, that place that you want to go to, that you don't have the government laying on top of you all the time? Every time that you flush your toilet, the government's not coming after you. Every time that you try to open a business, they don't want hundreds of thousands of dollars in fees, and they don't want to, and if you want to build something on your property, they make you into a criminal. Is the State of Jefferson the Shangri-La where people will come to have freedom and have religious freedom and freedom from onerous regulations where not everything you do is illegal, where you can own a semi-automatic weapon with a 20-round magazine? Oh, could that be? Where crime is low. Where you have a right to say what's happening with your taxes. And the people will not be building highways to nowhere and will not be building high-speed rails, and the legislature maybe meets once every other year, like Texas. Or even if they meet every year, meet for 3 weeks. And it doesn't become a job that you see go on and on where they become corrupt, as you see in Sacramento. Where lobbyists don't own the legislature. Where lobbyists do not openly berate a legislator because he is beholden to them for so much money they bring in from the unions. Where unions are there and people get fair wages. And yet, it doesn't destroy our economy, where you don't have $600 billion worth of unfunded liabilities. According to the record Searchlight, that can never happen. That will never happen. If that's the case, then why does Record Searchlight keep writing about this?
Methinks they doth protest too much.
I think it's because it's a Monday and responses will be up. And you're right, because I just did. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Here's something to think about this holiday season. Adamson's Peak Performance, home of the best training around, now has memberships. We've moved to a huge new location and taken with us that same clean, safe, and non-threatening atmosphere. Now you can choose to work out by yourself or in a group, and when you're done, saunter into the executive locker rooms and enjoy a sauna. How would you like to be a member of the most unique training center in Reading? You can, at very affordable rates for individuals, couples, and families. Just come see us at 3050 C Street and make sure to tell us that Carl and Linda Bott sent you.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is somewhat under the weather. We got to get her well. Good morning. 7:25. Welcome to December. 24 more shopping days. That's right. That takes you right to Christmas Day itself. Never, ever give up on Christmas shopping. It may be that that one last thing that she needs in that stocking could be at your local 7-Eleven. That little piece of electrical tape. Those nail clippers. The little ceramic rose. Yes.
Let me tell you,
that's pitiful. No, that's pitiful. If you bring the rose that you get from the liquor store, you bring it over and say, hi, that's pathetic.
I actually, the person in question, I took it to their house and wrapped it around their doorknob and, put a little note on it, said, thinking of you. My life was safe. It was like, ah!
Oh, wow. What, she'd been raised in a, what, been raised in a dark room? What? Okay, I'm not gonna go
it
there.
It worked, man.
It worked, as long as it works. Hey, this portion of the show, and speaking of working, Estate Granite and Things. I can't say enough about them. This is the time. You wanna give a big present your wife will never, or your spouse will never, ever forget? How about a granite kitchen or bathroom makeover? How about that? Think about that. A kitchen makeover. A bathroom makeover. And for the guy, the Lucky Smoker, Ultimate Lucky Smoker lined with granite. This smoker just works absolutely perfectly. I can't say enough about it. Mike Huber, give him a call. 241-7866. Got a big factory down here. He puts all this stuff together. State Granite and Things. 241-7866. All right. Couple in Mississippi. Married. Two women. Got married a couple years ago. And it was just a couple years ago. And decided that they got, and of course they were in Mississippi. Mississippi does not recognize gay marriage. So, they went to another state and got married. They're back in Mississippi now. And they're saying, wait a minute. This just isn't working out. We're just like heterosexual couples. We want a divorce. Well, not so fast. Mississippi doesn't recognize gay marriage. So when you want to start splitting all the assets there because we're married, doesn't work that way. You're not married. So now they're in court. My question is, if you are gay and live in Mississippi, first of all, the question there is why. But if you're gay and you live in Mississippi, you know that it's illegal not legal in the eyes of the law or the majority of the people there, obviously, who voted that in. Why would you get married and then want to get divorced there? I can understand, okay, we're going to get married. But why would you expect the state and all the people there to change so you can get divorced? I don't think it's going to happen. Black-on-white violence. Is it happening? Is it truly black on white? You know, we're talking about the knockout game. You see this knockout game. It's been in the media. It's been in the news. Frankly, some of it is so horrific that, I mean, I can't believe, you know what? That's absolutely not true. I believe what people would do to each other. I have seen things that it's just amazing what people will do to each other. And it's got nothing to do. Okay, these other things. It's got nothing to do with black or color or race or religion or ethnicity or what else? Datum or non-datum. I have seen people do things to each other in my span of life that are just absolutely horrible. So it doesn't surprise me this happens. Bob?
Remember a few years ago, the skinhead gangs in Southern California who were raiding the migrant camps with crowbars and baseball bats, leaving people for dead?
I'm telling you, nothing amazes me. Watching people being forced to fight in a garage oil, you know, where they change the oil pit there, being forced to fight in there till one of them kills the other one. But this one, they're saying, is black on white. When I saw and it was a group of black kids, teenagers, I won't say kids, walking down, and they turned and cold cocked this high school teacher. I thought, and then they laughed about it walking away and talked about it. Now, is is there an epidemic of this? Or is it just the fact because media is broadcasting this stuff out there that there's some copycats? Or is it just because is that they're catching the ones that happen? New Jersey spokesman says there's no epidemic of violence here, of this type of violence, where other people are saying, no, gosh, there is. I don't know. There's a book, White Girl Bleed. Or White Girl Bleeds or something.
White
like
Girl
that.
Bleed a lot.
White Girl Bleed a lot. I haven't read it. Frankly, you know, so is it just something that the media is pushing out there? Kind of like if, you know, like Trayvon Martin, when he was shot and killed by an Hispanic, non-black Hispanic, as they said, whatever his face was. Zimmerman.
Yeah, Zimmerman, who's managed to get himself.
Yeah, he's been in trouble.
Pilot.
Okay, he's well, you know what, but he's under special alert there, I'm sure. But the point is it really happening? Or is this just things that would happen, you know, these are things that are happening anyway, you know, random acts of violence that just get a lot of attention. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lindebach, good morning. If you're thinking about it, we try to talk about it. Got something on your mind, give us a call, 605-4567, 605-4567, or check out our streaming at KCNR1460.com. 37 degrees, it's going to be a nice day. It's going to start getting colder this week, did you say, Bad Bob?
Yes, we could see freezing levels in the Great Valley, where there's a lot of citrus going on. There's quite a bit of concern about the threat to the citrus crop again.
Again. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Spray Service out on Airstrip Road. If you've got any type of pest, ants, fleas, spiders, I can go on and on and on, including rodents, give Redding Spray Service a call. Pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments. Yeah, they will take care of also your lawn for insect control, fertilization, fungus, everything. That's our friends from Redding Spray Service, over 20 years experience, residential and commercial. Give them a call at 221-3007, 221-3007. We're trying to talk about when you start talking about the high-speed rail, when you think about it, the high-speed rail. When we first approved this, I cannot believe that happened, but it happened twice. The voters approved $10 billion in bonds for a $45 billion California high-speed rail project. And this was going to take passengers from San Francisco to Los Angeles in 2 hours and 40 minutes. All this was in 2008. Did you believe that then? 2 hours and 8 minutes?
Seemed to be way too good to be true.
40 minutes.
Even then, questions came up about, well, how are you going to get the land for this? How can, yeah. you know, how's it going to be powered?
I've ridden high speed rails. I've been, you know, and they're going 200 miles an hour, 180 miles an hour in Japan. And I've ridden fast trains in Europe too, but in Japan I think is the fastest I've ever been on. And they get it going. And then they stop. Then they get up speed quickly and off you go. Here, you're talking about just what you said, Bad Bob. Environmentalists fighting it, farmers fighting it, towns fighting it, saying, wait a minute, what's this for? You're taking our land and all this. And then you find out is that even if they get the land, they're not going to be able to get the speeds they're talking about. At one point, they may even have to change over to another rail system totally in our high-speed rail. Yeah. Anyway, as you know, there was a judge. Sacramento Superior Court Judge Michael Kenney blocked the release of $8 billion in bonds because the authority there had abused its discretion by not complying with the law. They found that the bullet train failed to show how it expects to fund itself and lacks all the environmental clearances needed for the system's initial 300-mile segment. In the past few months, voters have had a chance to see quickly what big government can do wrong. And now, then you're saying, well, okay, how's he tying that into Obamacare? Excuse me. Obamacare, as you know, when it rolled out, was a total disaster, just like this is. Unlike the high-speed rail, which is like, you know, we put a stop on right now, the Obamacare website seems to be, you know, they say it's up and working. And Bad Bob, I'm sure you're following this, but it's supposed to be able to take 50,000 a day, sign up 50,000 a day, yet it seems like they're still not there. Mm-hmm. And that's the good thing. The bad thing is if it does work, because then those people can sign up and then the rest of the sticker shock and all this stuff happens. But if you look at the case of government getting into construction and all these things, and now in healthcare, look at the Bay Bridge, mm-hmm. the Oakland Bay Bridge.
Otherwise, the Bay Bridge now. Chinese contractor.
It took 24 years after the Loma Prieta earthquake to complete the 2.2-mile span at four times the original projected cost. And even after it opened, they found, remember this is the one they found cracks in 32 of 96 galvanized steel rods key to supporting a single anchor suspension bridge. If they can't do 2.2 miles and bring it in on budget, what are they going to do with a 300 mile track? And by the way, with all the negotiations that were going on for BART, for this, and its bargaining team accidentally signed off on an agreement that inadvertently, and this is the words they're using, inadvertently included a paid family medical leave plan expected to cost an unexpected $44 million over 4 years. This is BART. This is your government. Now, this is the same government that wants to do your health care. This is the same government that lied to you in the form of the president who lied about health care. This is the same government who says, okay, we're going to push back for small businesses. Okay, you don't have to do it till next year. Well, excuse me, but there's nothing to go to because everybody's changed the policies now. This is the same government that is forcing doctors away from the insurance plans because the insurance companies can't afford to pay them under the new guises. And yet I still hear people saying, this is great. Obamacare is great. Remember the woman whose letter Obama read from saying, oh, finally I can get affordable health care. The woman can't get the affordable health care, and she can't afford it because why? She doesn't rate the gratuities or the, what do they call those, the when they give it to you. Bob, be with me. You know, the money they give you to make up for the money you don't have.
Oh, the subsidies.
The subsidies. Thank you. Stay here with me. In the subsidies that, she didn't rate the subsidies. Cause she didn't rate the subsidies, she can't afford the health care. So, you know, so it's the whole thing is, we're looking at a government trying to build a 300 mile span of high speed rail who couldn't do a 2.2 mile span of bridge, who now wants to take over the largest insurance organization in the health insurance and push medical care insurance onto its citizens. This is the government, my friends, who let the ambassador get killed, who let us get up in California, get up to $600 billion in unfunded liabilities.
Are we trying to – this is kind of just – further crush the middle class. I mean, all the in California,
we're getting
especially.
There. Yeah, if some, you know, and I guess that's the bottom line.
Is it truly
affordable? Some people are saying, "Oh, yes, it's affordable." Where is it affordable at? And if it's affordable, is it under the subsidies? And then take a look at, is it affordable? What about the how much you pay for it, but also your deductible, all this. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back talking about a happier subject. Let's talk about what's happening this coming weekend. We'll be right back.
This is retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Military budgets are often already stretched to their limits and do not contain a lot of money for buying Christmas food and presents. However, military families are also some of the most deserving people during the holiday season. To help thank these military families for the sacrifices made year-round, Homeward Bound offers a program to make Christmas possible for deserving military families, especially those with children who deserve to have a joy-filled Christmas. Military families who would like to participate in this program and can show proof of need may submit their wish lists to Homeward Bound. Phone number is 378-2280. And remember, get your application in as soon as possible because spaces fill up fast. If you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound for our military family Christmas, remember 100% of your donation goes to food and toys this holiday season to our Northern California veterans and their families. Thank you for supporting Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Reading day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
It's a North State holiday tradition, the annual Reading Republican Women Federated Elegance of Christmas Tea, with the theme A Star-Spangled Event. Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino beginning at noon. Sponsor a table or purchase individual tickets by calling 243-3724. That's 243-3724. Wear your holiday finery and enjoy a fashion show, music by the Lou White Band, and giveaways galore. Again, that's noon Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino for Elegance of Christmas Tea.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Don't burn me out on this, Bob. Don't burn me out on Christmas.
Exactly,
it's only the second
one I've played.
I know, but you're starting to burn me out. If we still got 24 more shopping days till Christmas.
There are some radio
But I do tell you what's going on.
24/7.
Oh, okay. That brings my hairball up. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, and they are still having Black Friday today. That's right. They're still having Black Friday. They are still selling Lincolns, Dodge Rams, Fords, Hondas, and Nissans, new, previously owned cars, trucks, or SUVs. They are out there. Your neighbors are giving great deals at Redding Crown Motors. Run down to 555 Cypress Avenue and get a great deal. And if you need any work ever done on your vehicle, then you stop by their service department. Outstanding. Second to none. Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call, 223-2177. One of our favorite people here, Cameron Middleton.
Morning, Carl.
A member of the 2030 Club is with us today. So if he's here, you got those red cheeks, so I'm thinking we're talking Christmas.
We are talking Christmas, even though we have 24 more days of Christmas shopping.
There you go.
I'm going to take at least the next rest of the week off and be working on the Christmas parade.
The Christmas parade. Okay, this is our annual Christmas parade.
Redding Lighted Christmas Parade. This is actually the 32nd annual, so it's been going on for a number of years now since I was
32.
Three years old. So, yeah, we've got it coming up now this Saturday on December 7th. 6 p.m. We're going to, we'll start sharp, but of course everybody we recommend they get there early, get good seats, get a good, spot to watch all the action. We've got a great parade plan for this year, so.
How many entries we have so far?
About 100.
100 entries.
100 entries.
Now last year, when the rain came, which doesn't look like that's gonna happen, they still marched. I mean, remember it was rain and, what was it, lightning and all this? What else was going on?
There was a lot of wind and there was rain. We managed to get our, by the way, my wife and I will be, announcing once again.
That's right. For KCNR.
And, just as the storm hit, we were folding the tent and getting everything into the truck. And that's when the deluge hit. And last part of the parade got nailed.
Yeah, I was there right at the beginning and, I was watching and saying, oh, this is going to be bad. And I didn't get any until just, you know, but as I was leaving, cause after my, you know, when you're finished, you just got to pick up your stuff and run back to your car and got back in the car and, or the truck. And then as I pulled around, cause the parade had already gone through there, you could just see it hitting like, 300 yards away, 400 yards away. And I thought, oh, this is going to make people wet.
Yeah. Literally the last float in the parade went past the judging stand, and the instant the bumper cleared the judge's trailer, the rain started.
Well, you know what? That's what I mean. It held off until then. But here's the thing. What a great parade.
Oh,
it is
great.
You know what? It is Redding. It epitomizes Redding. It has got everything in it. I mean, it has the, you know, my favorites, the Buckeye Cuties. They're in every parade you've ever seen, all of them, and ranging from age, what, 3 to what?
Up to 12, about 10.
10 or 12, something like that. But, and then you've got all the others, of course, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, indeed, and Mrs. Claus, both on the sled and will be, making a good appearance. Of course, they begin the parade and end the parade. So, we make sure we, get them around twice.
Are we getting horses in there this year?
We do. We have some equestrian entries, which is great. We're looking forward to that.
Bands?
We've got tons of bands. Lots of schools this year that have entered in. And it's their drill teams, their flag teams, the bands, everything, the majorettes. You mentioned the Buckeye Cuties, who are really some of my favorites. They were such troopers last year. We've got this major impending storm.
Here they come.
I think Search and Rescue had to cancel a bunch of entries had canceled.
Because of the rain, because of their instruments.
They needed to be on call, too.
Well, I tell you what, here comes, there's always one of them though, in the Buckeye Cuties. Usually it's toward the end, crying. She's not sure why she's doing this, and she is not having a good time. But it's a different one each time, so you can't tell.
Well, and this year should be great. I know our committee's been working heavily on, amongst other things, I've got a subcommittee working only on weather. They haven't promised me results, but so far we're looking good. Might be a little on the chilly side, which is not unusual for a Christmas parade, but it doesn't look like we're going to be having any rain.
That's
so
great. My guest is Cameron Middleton from the 2030 Club. We're talking our annual lighted Christmas parade. It's our 32nd annual lighted Christmas parade. It's a great evening to take your kids down. And I tell you what, after seeing Cascade Christmas and then seeing now the lighted Christmas parade, I may just have, you know, I may get Christmas cheer into my body. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. I'd like to invite you to support a Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas, December 1st from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, held at the Reading Senior Citizens Hall next to the Elks Lodge here in Reading. We'll be sending packages to deployed military personnel and post-9/11 military families here in Northern California. The cost is $15 per adult. Children under 12 are free. We'll have a live band, dinner, and a wonderful night of packing boxes for our military personnel and their families. Drop-off locations are at North Valley Bank Loan Center at Cypress and Hilltop or at Jones Fort. For more information, you can contact myself, Rob Burrows, at 378-2280 or Treva Gebhardt at 945-9536. Sponsored by Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Linda Bott, 37 degrees, 7:56 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends, Orchard Nutrition, In-Store Deli, and of course the North State's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Also, introduction of this great Amazing Foods for Life gluten-free muffins, cakes, all types of great things. They're all located in Cypress Square Shopping Center on 221 Local Street. Or give them a call, 244-9141. Organic foods, natural foods. They even have classes on natural foods, healthy living, healthy eating, and diets. All there at Orchard Nutrition. I'm back with Cameron Middleton and
Angela Cordell.
Angela Cordell, whose name I knew, but just completely lost it in the 1 minute
no
I turned my face. And Angela, you're with the 2030.
I am. I'm the public relations chair this year. So.
Okay. So tell us, you know, we were just talking about the big Christmas parade, the lighted Christmas parade, the 32nd annual. Is there some big, is there going to be a big surprise in it?
There's always surprises when you're bringing this many people together, but, I think we're just excited to carry on this excellent tradition, and it really embodies a lot of what the 2030 Club is about, bringing children and families together in Reading. So we're very excited about it.
Are we going to miss the part where the parade's going by Johnny's Cat House and everybody comes out and wants to join the parade?
Apparently, at least at the hand of the Alcohol and Beverage Control, it looks like it. Looks like they're shut down and we won't have Johnny's post-parade entertainment.
Well, you know, I was there right across from them when I was announcing the parade and they were coming out and I thought, my gosh, they've got their own group getting ready to march. And they all frittered back into the bar.
I don't recall seeing them on the entrant list, but it's early, so.
You never know. You never know.
Of course, you got Bombay's there too. I mean, they can come out. I'm just.
Exactly.
Astounded about the things I see there. Okay, now, should we talk about Smokey or not?
Well, we don't need to make a large thing. Unfortunately, you know, we get a lot of different entrants in each year that are really perennial entrants that come in each year. Unfortunately, this year we weren't able to get Smokey the Bear, which was unfortunate. We were hoping to get Smokey as well. For example, we've got Cookie Monster this year, hopefully Reddy the Raccoon, the City of Reading mascot. But we just Reddy the Raccoon.
That's
a lot
right.
of people don't know that the City of Reading actually has a mascot. And Reddy the Raccoon is the City of Reading mascot.
Did we lose Smokey Bear due to sequester?
No, we lost Smokey the Bear due to federal regulations, unfortunately.
Okay, now this is great. I don't want to end this like this, but we lost Smokey because they have somebody new there that says, "I'm sorry, Smokey's not supposed to be in parades unless it has something to do with fire control." What kind of jerk does that? They've been in a parade for 30 years, right?
Yeah, wildfire suppression. It had to be the theme of the parade in order for Smokey to be there. It's apparently one of the regulations that haven't been followed much in the past, but we're not going to be able to get him this year, so.
Yeah.
Does she have a New York accent?
Didn't detect one, but,
It's another, you know what? Can you believe this? 30 years and we got Smokey. We can't do it. Well, it has nothing to do with wildfire suppression. Well, how do you know? How do you know people aren't out there going, "You know, I saw that damn bear again, and I'm going to clear my area around my house."
And we do require fire extinguishers on all floats and entrance within the parade.
I have one where I'm at, just in case something happens. So I'm thinking about it because of Smokey, but no more because who runs Smokey? That's not Cal Fire.
U.S. Force.
No,
Service.
U.S. Force Service.
Service.
Should call
another,
the service
I've got her name and number. Maybe I ought to publish that, you know, and just say, "Let Smokey parade.
Let my bear go."
Is it because it's a Christmas parade? Let my bear run. Let's have a Smokey bear run out here. And here's the other thing. If it was called the Reading, you know, holiday parade, would they have let Smokey go?
I'm not sure. I mean, I guess there's some very strict regulations regarding Smokey, and for years they haven't been followed, but now they are going to be followed.
Rules are rules.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's going to be this Saturday.
This Saturday. The 7th,
what time does it start?
6 o'clock sharp, but we want to make sure people get there early.
Get there around 5:30 so you can get your seats.
Yeah, even a little before. The parade route actually is cordoned off at 5 o'clock.
Oh,
and
okay.
The staging area is cordoned off at 4 o'clock.
You know what? Watching the staging area is just outstanding too. Just watching all that. I mean, you're going to have a great time. Angela, I bet y'all just, you know, are you ready?
We're getting ready. I don't think you can ever feel completely ready for something
this,
but we're very excited. And if anyone wants more information on the parade, one of our members has put together a beautiful website, readingchristmasparade.com, and that has all of the information on entries, the parade route, everything that you'll need to know about the parade.
Okay, people have written in saying we have a right to bear arms, so why not have armed bears?
Bare arms.
Bare arms. All right. Okay. We've got to run. All right. This Saturday starts at 6:00. Get there at 5:00. Our annual 32nd annual lighted Christmas parade from Reading.
We look forward to seeing everyone there.
Hey, you know what? It's a great time. Head out there. Do it. The kids will love it. You're going to love it when you get out there. Thanks a lot, Craig and Angela.
Yes.
Cameron.
Thank you so much, Carl. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And give us an update this week.
Of where Fantastic. We're at. We absolutely
okay.
will.
You got it.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back here with our friends from Enjoy Magazine. It's the Christmas issue. Do you feel Christmassy? We'll be right back. Carl Lindemann.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. How well did retailers do in sales between Thanksgiving Day and yesterday? According to the National Retail Federation, there were a record number of shoppers online and in stores, but overall, they spent a little less money than last year. As for those Cyber Monday bargains, Erica Wolf says she's among those who will log on looking for some.
I'll probably take a look at it and see like how the deals sound and think about it.
John Dubravac, chief economist with the Consumer Electronics Association, says they are expecting strong sales of electronic gifts online this week, noting that many consumers were shopping for video game consoles and other hardware over the weekend.
If they were successful and were able to get them, or if they bought some of the previous generation game consoles, they're now turning online to look at deals for accessories, for their products like that. Headphones looks like it did well over the weekend, will continue into the week ahead.
Also at SRNnews.com, a member of the National Transportation Safety Board says investigators plan to conduct interviews today or tomorrow with the engineer and conductor of that train that involved a fatal derailment in New York City. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo telling NBC's Today Show it's the kind of thing that catches most riders off guard.
It's your worst nightmare, right? People get on a train in the morning, they think they're going to have just another day, and then tragedy strikes.
Meanwhile, for some commuters, it means a much longer ride to work today.
I'm about a half hour late. I'm going to be late for work. Usually I have to be there at 8 o'clock Mondays for a meeting. And now I'm going to be about a half hour delayed, so I'm going to have to call in late.
Others like Jose Marti chose to factor in those delays so they won't be late.
I already know. I was watching the news since yesterday, so I knew that this was going to happen.
Some passengers who were on a U.S. Airways express flight from Texas to Arizona say they're being told to get tuberculosis tests and vaccinations. About 70 passengers briefly kept on the plane after it landed on Saturday. Responders boarded the plane and removed a man in a medical mask. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Three people are in custody after a fight on Sunday that led to a man's death in the parking lot of the Kansas City Chiefs Arrowhead Stadium, where they were playing the Broncos. Marcus Pitts, who was parked nearby, told KCTV it's not the first time they've seen violence at the stadium, but it's not much worse than anywhere else.
The fact that it happened so close to us, you know, makes it kind of a little more into perspective than anything else. But Arrowhead, I don't think, is the issue here. I think the fact that we live in a crazy, kind of sick world is more of the issue.
A police spokesman says it is being treated as a homicide at this time, even though no arrests have been made so far until they get to the bottom of exactly what happened. A couple of upbeat economic reports this morning. U.S. manufacturing grew last month at the fastest pace in 2.5 years. The government, meanwhile, is reporting that U.S. developers boosted construction spending in October at the fastest pace in more than 4 years. On Wall Street, the Dow is struggling, though. It's down about 40 points. This is SRN News. Icy conditions blamed for a 70-car pileup near Worcester, Massachusetts on Sunday. Joe Conway came to a skid on icy Route 290 as she spoke to NECN.
I was able to get around the tractor trailer and stop my car and then try to just pull over because cars were kind of crashing up behind us. And it was a miracle that we didn't get hit at all.
Authorities say the pilot of a Scottish police helicopter did not put out any emergency calls before crashing through the roof of a crowded Glasgow pub, killing at least 9 people. David Goldhue of the Scottish Fire and Rescue speaking to Sky News.
This operation has been incredibly difficult. It's one of the most difficult operations, I think, of this type in the country, because it's actually impacted. The helicopters landed in a building that was fully packed, so therefore, unfortunately, there's been casualties underneath the helicopter.
Officials have used a crane now to remove the wreckage of the helicopter. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is a year talk show. We talk about what you're thinking about right here at 8:06 in the morning, December the 2nd. 24 more shopping days till Christmas. And let's go to our friends. Let's just start off with our friends from our Wells Fargo Advisors, Carolyn Cooks. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones is down 27 points this morning at 16,058. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1806, and the NASDAQ is up 2 points at 4,061 points. Active stocks today include JCPenney down 42 cents at $9.77, and eBay is up $2.03 at $52.55. Local stocks include Pepsi down 61 cents at $83.86, and PG&E is up 9 cents at $40.46. Turning to the bond market, we have the 30-year bond yielding 3.836%, and the 10-year bond is yielding 2.779%. Gold is down $22.20 at $12.28. Silver is down 53 cents at $19.49, and oil is up 81 cents at $93.50. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 243-7561 because as you were listening, they are in tune with what's happening on Wall Street. And, in fact, they can tell you the nuances, the subtleties of what's happening in Wall Street right here in our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call, 243-7561. And now let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we are peachy. I'm peachy. Linda is under the weather. You know what? When you're out there, shop till you drop.
Yeah.
And you get all those germs all over you and, yeah, you know, people, you know, rubbing up against you. And well, I'm getting kind of excited thinking about
sneezing on you.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, tis the season.
Tis the season. 24 more shopping days till Christmas.
But who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting? What's up?
Well, I'm going to let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at the Destiny Fellowship Church, which is at 2570 South Bonneville Road. And tonight we're going to be showing a movie that talks about the smart meters. And there's been in the past a lot of controversy and misinformation about the smart meters that are installed by the utility companies, and there have been lots and lots of stories and research and testimonials about the health effects of the smart meters being installed on your homes. So we're going to be showing a movie that's going to answer a lot of questions, clear up a lot of gray areas on the smart meters, and then we'll be doing our project groups as we always do. State of Jefferson, Common Core, Emergency Preparedness, and the list goes on and on.
Wow. Well, you
we
know
have
what?
A very active group.
It is an active group. And I tell you what, I'm just really into getting, you know, being prepared if something does happen. And I'm not talking about the government coming after you or anything like that.
No.
I'm talking about if there's a natural disaster. Are you ready? Can you take care of yourself and all that? And I know that you all do that.
And you guys have done some shows on that. I think you spent a week focusing on emergency preparedness.
Yeah, and we've had we've had a couple others since then. At the beginning of the year, we've got some other new things that are happening that we're going to be able to do some more stuff we're talking.
I wanted to kind of give a plug also to, we have a large group of ladies involved in the Tea Party that have come together over the last two or three years, and they spend an extraordinary amount of time working for the veteran community. And yesterday, those ladies, in the last 3 weeks, organized Christmas for the troops. And
the packages yesterday?
That's where you go in and
yep.
You know, you box up all kinds of wonderful personal goodies for the troops overseas that can't be home with their families during the holidays. And it was a great family event. Lots of kids, lots of grandparents, parents, aunts and uncles, wonderful food. And at last count before I left, I think that they had packaged up 200 boxes.
Great. Great.
So, just wanted to give a shout out to those ladies.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, that everybody always welcomes those packages at Christmas. And then there's going to be another one, I think in February.
You can't do enough.
You can't do enough.
All the folks out there that think that the Tea Party is simply political and does nothing but stand on street corners with signs, the Reading Tea Party is extremely active in the community and does a tremendous amount of good for those that
they do a lot of things. It's like any other group. Y'all are active, and mm-hmm. every group should be active if the bottom line is helping the community
yeah.
somewhere in there.
And every Christmas we assist in raising over $10,000 for the Salvation Army as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So I thought I would since
well, you know what, you need bang that drum. Okay.
Yeah, hey, I will.
Okay, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
You have a fabulous week.
You bet. Thank you very much. You too. All right, hey, Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
40% chance of showers after 10 a.m., mostly sunny through mid-morning, then cloudy, a high near 61. 30% showers before 10 p.m. tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 39, mostly sunny for your Tuesday, a high near 53. Going to be starting to get cold as we head into the week, and that means, of course, you're going to want a little extra warmth in the house, and that means our weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, you want to give your loved one a perfect gift for Christmas. How about a great night's sleep? That's right. 8 million other people have done that. Sleep Number. Sleep Number, with their dual air technology, enables you to sleep so well and to be able to give that present to your loved one is just absolutely invaluable. My Sleep Number, of course, is 35 and Linda's is 40. But the thing is that with the dual air technology, she can have one side of her bed being more firm or maybe a little bit softer than my side, but you both sleep so well. And it's made in the United States. It's guaranteed. And right now, if you head on down to our Sleep Number store, Queen Mattresses start at just $5.99, plus for 1 week only, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number Innovation Series limited edition beds. Only through today. So you've got to get down there today, Wanda.
Yeah.
And check it out. Find out what your Sleep Number setting is today at the Sleep Number store, which is down, of course, in the Target Shopping Center. And if you do nothing else, go down there, lay on the bed, and talk to the professionals down there. They just do an outstanding job. And if you're looking at getting a mattress, the first thing you should do is go down and check out the Sleep Number beds, because the mattresses are unique and guaranteed, like I said, and I can personally attest to the fact that you can sleep so well on it. And today is the last day of the Ultimate Sleep Number Week, and save an incredible 50% on Sleep Number Innovations and Memory Foam Series limited edition beds, plus special financing on all beds with approved credit. Sleep Number.
Does yours move, Carl?
No, mine.
Your bed.
James.
I went down to the Sleep Number bed place and checked them all out, and I was surprised to find out that they literally probably have, I don't know for sure, but it seemed like you could get 50 different things.
You can. There was basic, and then there was this, and then there was that. You can get one that adjusts up and down.
Lift the back and the legs will go down.
Right.
And then there was, the memory foam. And then there was some that you could actually get heating and cooling.
That's right.
I mean, it was like,
anything you can possibly imagine to help you sleep better.
Yeah,
and they've even got a pillow now that's like the mattress. So you kind of adjust to your head and all that.
Yeah. The bed I laid in was crazy town. And it would like vibrate and move, and it was incredible.
That's our Sleep Number down at a Target shopping center down there next to the vitamin shop. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. What was that? Thank you, Bob. Boom.
I was moving the show along.
Too late. All right. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather today. She'll be back tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. 8:17 in the morning, 605-4567. 38 degrees out there. Going to be a nice day, and gosh, it's just going to be like that. My guest, Rhonda Ball and James Masada, first Monday of each month in Joy Magazine. Rhonda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You and James. You were there on Cascade Christmas, when I was there Friday night. You're like the prop mistress or something, right?
I am the props mistress. I was responsible for getting a lot of the props that were seen on stage. That was a real turkey that you saw in the little...
That was a real turkey?
That was a real turkey.
You're kidding. It had been shellacked?
No, it had been tying down to the pack. No,
that was a real turkey.
No animals were harmed in the making of the cat.
So you killed a turkey for a Christmas play?
Oh, I couldn't figure out how to make one. So I said, you know what? We're going to use a real one.
Did you spray it so you can use it for 3 days?
No, we keep it frozen.
Oh, you keep it frozen. Uh-huh. You spray paint it to make it look so good?
No, because it was already cooked.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So it's
so Cascade Christmas. This is my first one.
Oh.
But Linda has seen several of them, and she says this was the best one, and I was thoroughly enthralled for 2 hours.
You know what? And I think it's the best one too. The singing is amazing. I thought the singing is just out of this world.
And one of my employees at Enjoy the Store actually is the vocal director for the Kimberly Acuna.
Well, we know a couple of the girls that are singing out there, Yari Sampson.
Uh-huh.
And we had
them on.
Foot.
Stephanie
Foos. We know her.
Yep.
We got to have them on our Thursday show.
One of the dancers is the daughter-in-law, very good friends of ours. In fact, the one that did the ballet.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
isn't she? She's incredible. She's an incredible dancer.
Oh gosh, I thought everything was great. The kids were great.
Those little – now, there's – and this is one part. I saw they were in the program. You've got somebody that just coaches the extras or the ones that are standing there and what they're doing, like actions.
Uh-huh.
So you watch these little kids, and things are going on. They're not singing. They're not doing anything. But they're standing there making faces the way they're supposed to, and they're moving around, so it just adds something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really cool.
It's been really fun. It's a lot of work, and it's amazing what these people do to put this show on.
It's good to see you smile again about it, though, Rhonda, that it's underway, because there was a time when she'd come to work and when we were putting the December issue together, and she was like, I'm so stressed out. And I'm like, why? And she's like, oh, this is so much work, and I'm behind. And
I was behind, but it all worked out, and I think it's a great show, and there's more shows this weekend. So
did you ever use my coffee cup?
Yes, it's being used. Okay. Yeah, that great big mug that Victoria's carrying, Mrs. Claus.
Oh, yeah.
That's from our store.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We don't sell it, but yeah.
It's a prop for us, too.
Yeah.
Okay, we can get off this, and then after we make a couple of more comments and take a break, and we'll come back to something else. But the thing I liked about it was that the way it moves from spot to spot, everybody knew what they were supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. There's one song, though, Christmas is About Me. I didn't like – I mean, it was a great song, but it's all about buying me presents. Uh-huh. Christmas is always about me. And I thought about it.
I wrote that. That's my thing.
And then I thought – but that – unfortunately, that's what it – you know, and a lot of times that's what it's
that's
about.
That's what it's about
but,
a lot.
But when it finished up with the story of Christ and Christmas – and we're sitting there, and I'm sitting there, I mean, watching this. I mean, the nativity, the birth, the angels singing, all this. I thought, yes, yes, this is it. This is what Christmas is about.
Yep.
It's about the birth of Christ.
Yep.
You're right.
It's great. If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it.
You know,
it's a great tradition.
It is absolutely. It's fantastic. Yeah. And it's next weekend too, Friday, Saturday.
I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday. You've got matinees on Saturday. And
But I've heard that they're selling.
Yeah.
So
well,
if you don't.
How was Friday night?
If you're not going to move.
Friday night was, they said, you know, Jeff Darling stopped by, general manager of Cascade, and he said they had like over 800 seats sold. But I think, you know, like the row in front of us, and we were sitting down, and it was full.
Uh-huh.
But the row in front of us was empty. Totally. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking somebody bought a bunch of these seats, and something happened. The family didn't make it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. But everybody else, little kids, and it's a show for everybody.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Rhonda Baugh and James Massad from Enjoy Magazine. Let's talk about Enjoy the Magazine, the Christmas issue. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Reading or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978.
Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Welcome back. Carl and Abbott, KCNR 1460. Our friends from Enjoy Magazine here, James Posada and Rhonda Ball, are here. Okay.
That's a jam, Bob. I love that.
There you go. Hey, Enjoy Magazine, the Christmas issue.
Yes, this has been, kind of a small little nightmare before Christmas.
Oh, the nightmare before Christmas.
The How magazines come? Are not in yet, and they were supposed to be here Wednesday.
Well, let's clarify that. The magazine, the hard copies that we put out on racks are arriving hopefully today. The mailed issues, everybody already has them. But due to, the holidays.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have a beautiful insert in the magazine this month with lots of...
You sure do. Wow, look at all those presents in there.
It's a merry gifting guide that you can just pull out and you'll be able to use to help yourself with your Christmas shopping. We have a great list of vendors in here that are easy to find.
Advertisers.
And advertisers. We have a Dear Santa shopping list that you can just use while you're walking around and mark people off.
Okay, now Linda came in the other day.
She did come into the store. Hence the reason why she's under the weather. She's exhausted from shopping. It was unbelievable, her and her mother. And as I said and pointed out, I said, can you please just here, I'll give you a little stack of Post-its. Linda, you go around and put these pink Post-its on everything that you want. And when Carl comes in, I'll make sure that he knows.
Was there any pink Post-its left? Well, frankly, you know what? Everything I've gotten her from your shop, she's loved. So, and sometimes she points it out. Sometimes I just come down there and totally surprise her. Mm-hmm. So, but Enjoy the Shop is outstanding.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about it. And she bought me some stuff, and as she does,
yes.
She doesn't wait till Christmas. She just hands it to me now.
Yeah.
And I went, is this my Christmas present?
Yeah.
No, we'll get something else. But I'm thinking,
this is your fluff.
This would have been a nice Christmas present.
Uh-huh, I know.
Okay, so you've got
the guide
inside.
Lots in here. One thing I wanted to point out with the guide, because not only can you obviously get a list of a lot of great places to shop, we also have kind of
ideas.
A lot of ideas from a lot of our advertisers. We've got tons of shots in here that represent many businesses all throughout Northern California. But while you have this, and you can use the little shopping list, the Dear Santa shopping list, and mark off all the people or loved ones that you're buying for, don't forget, we are doing a Christmas giveaway. It's called Merry Winnings. And the stores that you visit, ask them for your sticker. And on the back two inside pages is a list of all of the vendors that are participating. You put a sticker on there. And if you collect 10 of them, you're able to submit it in to win. And we have multiple things for you to win that we'll be drawing for. One through Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. We have a Yamaha TTR 50 ED mini dirt bike, an excellent starter bike for any kid. It's a value of $2,300.
Well.
And then we've got Mount Shasta Ski Park, and we have, what else do we have? Oh, we have Sleep Number, who's giving a bed set, not a bed set, but pillows and all that
pillows
good stuff
they've
away.
Got, yeah, mm-hmm. the pillows they've got, too, are adjustable to your body too.
It's two rest and ready pillows and performance bed sheets. So $500 value. So
there you go.
Market Street gift cards and more. So you have a lot of opportunity to win things while you're using this as a tool to shop. So you're getting, it's a win-win. Get it? Win-win. I made it funny.
Is there ever going to be a day that you don't wear shorts?
No.
Will it ever get that cold?
Well,
Has it ever gotten that cold?
Not yet.
He rarely wears long pants.
I know, but on special occasions, I know you have.
Uh-huh, but then I sweat like
a pig.
I
will say he has the legs for it.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Thank you.
That's interesting that you should say that, Bob.
Carl said that when I came in. It must be true.
Okay, Rhonda, I tell you what, let's take a quick break and come back. Let's talk about your favorite part of the...
Let's take a break and talk about my legs.
The studio's getting really small. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh. It is 8:30, December the 2nd.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food. Like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007-495-40, Bahamian Registry.
I want an official Red Ryder carbon action 200 showing while it was.
Shoot your eye out.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Story.
Randy lay there like a slug.
One boy's quest for his ultimate Christmas present.
I triple dog dare you.
November 16th through December 14th.
If we don't hurry, we're going to miss all the good trees.
For tickets, visit the Cascade Theater or cascadetheater.org. A Christmas Story, November 16th through December 14th.
You were either a bully, a toady, or one of a nameless rabble of victims.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to KCNR. This is James Mazzotta filling in for Carl, who's busy typing like my secretary.
You know what? I'm just leaving now because
we were on the chat room.
Well, I'm just trying to catch up with everybody. I got lots of people in there today.
You were very intense.
Yeah, I was just trying to get back. Well, one of our chat room. He works, and so he's been out. He works out of town. He comes back in, and we're talking about our show Outside the Wire that they have on Friday mornings, and it's kind of went out. And he says it's taken on a whole new meaning to him since his son's on his way over to Afghanistan and being outside the wire. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're kind of talking about that. But hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, great haircuts, great prices, man's last stronghold. I just love this place. Cypress Square Barbershop. I can't say enough about them and the people there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, as James Masada came back in with us and brought us back on, and Rhonda Ball's here. Okay, the magazine, is there what part? I know it's hard to say which story you like the best and all this, but what are some of the ones that you think people really should take a look at?
The one she likes the best is the one that she did.
Oh, gosh. Well, we have a story about the historic Green Line tour in Oroville, and I actually got to go on this with the writer, Melissa Mendonca, so this is kind of my favorite because it was really a lot of fun. In the middle of town, they have a green line, and you can follow it, and you can go to a bunch of different places and learn about, you know, a lot of the history. And
it's literally a long green line in the middle of the street.
It
so
is.
You know, the yellow lines that separate our streets?
Oh, yeah.
In their downtown area, they have the green line where somebody has gone with the machine and painted a green line through the town that you follow in your car. And
it's funny.
That's a great idea.
Because when we got there, I said, well, this is weird. This is just a green line.
I know she called me and she's like, there's a green line. I said, yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
But it takes you to the dam and it takes you to the fish hatchery. It takes you to, I mean, all over the place. And it was really, really a lot of fun. And I even brought my granddaughter. It was the three of us, my granddaughter who's four and Melissa and I, and my granddaughter had a blast too. We'd stop and get out and go check out the places. And, it really was a lot of fun and it was really interesting. And I thought it was a brilliant idea after we got started and what a lot of fun.
And I had found it because we go down there, to visit Mary Lake Thompson for product and her manufacturing facility. And, when we do our rounds to pick up product for Enjoy the Store, I always kept seeing it. There were these little signs that said the green line, and there was a green line in the road, and I kept thinking, well, what is this? So finally I said, what is this green line deal? And the people were like, oh, that's our green line, blah, blah, blah. And they went to this whole thing, and I came back one day, and I said, Rhonda, it's really a lot of fun. We should do a story on it. So
wouldn't it be great if we had something, you know, when you go to Gettysburg mm-hmm. on this, and that they give you, or you can rent, they don't mm-hmm. give it to you, you can rent a tape, or a CD mm-hmm. that you can play, and you can rent the player too. So, and a little set of headphones if that's what you want, and you can drive from spot to spot to spot.
They do this too.
Do they do that too?
They do a walking tour where you have you can put it on your iPad and or your iPod and.
Oh, Carl! I don't think we haven't thought about it.
I know.
That.
I mean,
come on now.
I mean,
do you think this is a preface to something?
I'm thinking that. Well, you know, great minds wallow together. Okay.
But there's a lot of really great stories in this issue. We have a story about Sydney Mancasola. She's going to be doing a benefit concert with the North State Symphony to benefit the Mercy Foundation North, and that's going to be on December 28th. This is a story about Sydney. She's a local girl who is an opera star. So pretty amazing.
Great layout. Beautiful layout. Look at that face. Yeah. Look at the drama in it. Yeah. And she's so pretty.
Yes, she is. So we have that story.
And she's talented, too.
She's very talented.
Yes.
We've got some Christmas crafting ideas. So some you can do with your kids. Some you can do without kids. But there's lots and lots of stuff in this issue.
If you were going to go
104 pages?
104 pages.
Wow. Again. You guys are doing it again. Yeah. If you were going to tell somebody, okay, this is where you should probably take your kids to see, you know, mm-hmm. this Christmas season, where would you tell them? Besides the Cascade Christmas, which I am all over, and the Lighted Christmas Parade here down in Reading.
That's happening this weekend.
That's happening this weekend. So I would tell.
And the Lighted Christmas Parade in this town is amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's a really great
thing. I mean, is there, you know, we don't have any, is there any snow anywhere? I mean, have you noticed?
Not yet.
But the ice skating rink opened up.
Ice skating rink.
Yep.
Okay.
Which is a lot of fun.
Yep. That's really fun. Yeah. There's, you know, the tree lighting's happening this weekend. The Christmas parade is this weekend. Winterfest on December 6th. Santa will be inside the atrium downtown.
Yeah.
So that's something
you can
do this weekend.
And I know Mount Shasta Mall has a great setup. And I think in the center court too, at certain points of the day, it snows there.
They do.
Indoor snowing.
Yep, they've had
so that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a really, let's just face it, for me, from the Enjoy Store side and stuff, it's been a real interesting season so far. Very strange shopping habits, very strange weather. I mean, we haven't really had,
kind of strange.
You know,
really weird weather.
Late Thanksgiving, you know, everything is just kind of a little bit tilted for everybody. So I think, you know, Christmas is, the feeling of Christmas is now really just getting underway.
I think it should. You know what, frankly, you know what, and I'm not going to put you on the spot. Yeah, I am. But this
Walmart threw me off by starting early.
No, I'm not kidding. You know, Thursday. I mean, I just have a, you know, all of a sudden all this, you know, they talk about shopping on Thursday, you know, and they don't say Thanksgiving. They say Thursday.
Yeah.
I think I only saw one store that said, hey, shop on Thanksgiving Day.
And they were trying to minimize that, but they were also trying to gain back the shopping time, that was lost.
Yeah.
Yes, an entire weekend of the Christmas shopping season.
We have six
because it was the last Thursday.
We have
it was a four,
six fewer shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas
that is
this year.
And
a real man can shop on the 23rd and get it all done.
And from a retailer, I'm not giving anybody any excuse at all because I just think, you know, people should still, we should cherish and honor those kind of holidays and things like that. But from a retailer's perspective, I can understand their thinking when you lose that kind of time because it's unbelievable. Retailers make up literally, you know, a quarter of their entire
year
in 1 month. I mean,
well,
and
I can understand
and it's
that.
Do or die for a lot of small shops.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday also was Shop Local.
Yes, which was great. And there was great turnout. And we appreciate everybody for choosing to shop local during that day.
I think everybody should. You know, if everybody just, what they say, if everybody spent $50 at a local store, they would put millions into the economy and would keep all people working, keep taxes going, and we wouldn't have a shortage of 23 policemen.
So, it's so true.
All right.
So true.
Hey, we'll be right back with James Masada and Rhonda Ball, the founders and the work behind Enjoy Magazine.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Join the conversation in our chat room. Q
KCNR1460.com.
Hello.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is fighting off the malaise that got her when she was out shopping for 3 days. But I tell you what, she's warm in the house because we have Alliance Heating and Air taking care of our systems here. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Alliance Heating and Air. They are the ones to call. 38 degrees out there, my friends. And if you're having problems, if you're having problems with your heating, give them a call at 221-2642. I can't say enough about them. Professional. They treat you like you're their family. Come out. Make sure that you're warm or cool. Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org.
So Linda didn't get any throwdowns, did she, while she was out Black Friday shopping?
Throwdowns.
What's that?
Getting in fights.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I had that as one of the things I was going to talk about.
You should see on YouTube what happened this year. Some of the stories. Whoa.
Okay, now here's the big question.
Uh-huh.
And we can get back to the other one, too.
Yeah, sure.
When is jalapeno peanut brittle back in the store?
Very soon. Was that a chat room question?
Yes.
Yes, my dear friends, I feel your pain. Because it is amazing stuff. The beer brittle that's made with Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, we have a regular and a jalapeno, and it's mind-blowing. And it's our number one selling product in the store. And unfortunately, you know what? We just are having a difficult time keeping it in stock. So we have already placed an order, and it will be arriving momentarily. I'm hoping sometime this week for sure.
Okay, Sungold, tell me how many boxes of that you want in the chat room.
Well,
we'll see if we can't ask them to keep at least a couple of those for you.
Yeah, yeah. We'll put them in the back for you.
We'll put it under your name, under Sungold.
All right. Thanks for the question.
Hey, have you had anybody tase each other in the store fighting over peanut brittle?
No, we haven't. We have had a pervert in, though. We did. We had to call the police.
Really? What was he? He wasn't the guy that goes into your bathroom and gets naked, is he?
No, he just did that out on the floor with our shoppers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Blue light. Oh, nice.
Was that a blue ball special?
Yeah.
I mean, blue light special?
Yes.
Okay. They came out and got
naked. Yes. Downtown shopping is always an event. So
he came out and got naked in the store.
Well, yes, in a roundabout way, yes. I won't go into details because you would have to hit the dump button.
Yeah,
so
anyway.
Hey,
we probably
listen.
Already should have if Bob had been doing something here besides typing.
I was
listening very closely. But I trust this man. He would not burden me.
I was talking about me.
I wanted to introduce, since he's here, if you don't mind.
He is
the smiley face to all of our magazine locations, Mr. Ben Adams. Hello,
Good
Ben.
Good morning.
Ben
is the smiling face of the person that you see coming to all of your locations to deliver our magazines to you. And Ben is a very critical asset to our infrastructure because without him, there would be a lot of sad people.
How many locations do you deliver to?
Approximately 450.
Yeah.
240 plus here in the Reading area.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know we get ours on the every month, and they're gone within a couple of days.
And let me tell you.
Unless we hold a couple back. We try to hold some back, and then we'll put them back out later.
Ben does all the deliveries, so he goes to 450
you're
places.
You're demand, huh? Wow. 1,100 miles.
I mean, you have to stop and think about that. That's like, process that. When you have a busy day where you have to go maybe get the dry cleaning and then stop at the store and then pick up this or do that, and you know, you're four things in and you're just like, oh, I am over it. You're talking about four things. This is 450 single
and taking
destination.
Heavy boxes.
And how long does it take you to do that?
About 6 days.
6 days. It's 1,100. It's 1,100 miles.
1,100 miles.
So
six days. Yeah. And he goes to Oroville. He goes to Wairika. Any further than, you go to Scott Valley and
Chico,
Aetna.
All those places. Yeah.
Weaverville.
It's 70 Fall spots River. A day?
Huh?
70 spots a day you get to?
Oh, some, here in Reading I can get close to 100 spots in one day.
Wow.
Look at that physique. That man can just tear it up. I'm telling you.
Looks like you could hold
James and Bad Bob under each arm.
Yeah.
Each arm. Yes. Each arm. Okay, now, Sun Gold has said to me, please ask you all to hold three bags for her.
Okay.
She says, hold three bags for me. I cannot wait much longer.
Okay.
We're talking about jalapeno peanut brittle for anybody that's just, you know, just tuned in here. This isn't, you know what? I wish I could call down to Bastiani and say, hey, hold me three boxes of ammunition this easy.
Well, you can't. Try.
So, well, maybe I should. Well, so you're the one that makes sure it all gets out there then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
He's going to be very busy in the next few hours, hopefully.
He's going to have a lot of people going, it's about time you got here.
Yeah.
He's going to be putting in some more 10, 11 hour days.
Do we have a sidekick for you this time?
We need to. No, but I'm looking.
Yeah, we need to.
We're going to be right back. We've got a couple more articles that I think really mean a lot, and I'm seeing here The Gift.
Yes,
and
good stuff.
And then also, you know, a call for student writers and photographers.
Yep.
Great idea. All right, we'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. Or he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
It's a North State holiday tradition, the annual Reading Republican Women Federated Elegance of Christmas Tea, with the theme A Star-Spangled Event. Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino beginning at noon. Sponsor a table or purchase individual tickets by calling 243-3724. That's 243-3724. Wear your holiday finery and enjoy a fashion show, music by the Lou White Band, and giveaways galore. Again, that's noon Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino for Elegance of Christmas Tea.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather today. She'll be back tomorrow. Good morning. It is 8:56 in the morning. 38 degrees out there. Be a nice day today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for veterans and seniors. Customers are warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane. Tomorrow, Dr. Pius Danuka will be with us. And Dr. Danuka does not pull punches when he talks about what's going to, well, medical care in the United States, as he compares it to what he grew up under in his home country of India. He's now, of course, a citizen here. And the fact that what's happening with Obamacare and the and other other parts of being free and living under in this great country. My guest today, speaking about being free and great citizens,
free,
Ron DeBall and James Masada, and free is Enjoy Magazine. But it's, you get so much.
Yes.
And this is a Christmas issue, 104 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all been running over 100 pages here now for
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
It is. Now, the gift.
So let me tell you about this little, thing that we're doing right now. We started a few months ago. And we have a call for student writers and photographers, and we've teamed up with the Reading Writers Forum, and are asking for students to submit their work. And
an awesome program.
Yeah, they have an opportunity to be published, and we're doing it quarterly, so this is our second one. And David Smith from Durham Intermediate School is the winner this month, and his story, The Gift, is published in this issue. And it's just such a cute little story, and it's so fun to read stories that kids have written. So our next one will be in the April issue, and it's going to be poetry. So we're going to take poetry submissions from students, and students from kindergarten through high school, and photography as well. So there's always going to be a theme. And then we're also asking seniors in high school to contact me, and they will have an opportunity to do the design for the page. So,
yeah, so we're trying to do a synergistic where there's a student writer, a student photographer, and a student
designer.
So uh-huh. The whole piece in the magazine is all done by a collaboration of students.
Yes.
That's what we're working towards.
And we haven't had a student graphic designer yet, so I'm putting a shout out there for seniors to give me a call at the office, 246-4687, extension 106. Or you can check it out in the magazine. There, you can email me. My email address is in there as
and
well.
And children, and when you read what children or young people write, it's amazing if you take the time to just kind of look at what they're saying and you kind of read between the lines a little bit, because they can teach us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can remind us of what we've forgotten. There's a lot of things that we even, you know, when we're looking at this going, wow, you know, this is great.
They think in a different mindset than
mm-hmm.
we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting. We're right now we're interviewing interns mm-hmm. from out of the colleges to come in and work with us. Wanting to lead them into wanting to have them on a regular basis, having younger people.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say younger people, but have people in, you know, that are in school.
Mm-hmm.
And high school would be great too, in college. What is it that you're, what's your major focus in life? What are the things that you are concerned in?
Mm-hmm.
I know what concerns me probably doesn't concern a 17-year-old.
Well,
maybe
right.
It does.
Well, and interns and mentorships we do a lot too during the summer for our magazine. And we
right.
think it's important because it's amazing how you can affect a young person's life and help them define who they want to be and what they want to do.
And a lot of times their input is just fabulous. And they have great ideas. And,
mm-hmm.
and so, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's next? Then we have, I mean, just, you know, looking at the magazine, and yes, it should be out today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start, when the delivery man starts his 1100 mile route and his 460 places he stops at.
We have our section, obviously, that I always promote. I know it's kind of self-promotion, but, you know.
Kinda.
But we have our
photos in there?
Our what's in store this month in the December issue is a little bit of an interview about myself and our store owner.
Is that photoshopped?
Brandon Grissom. No, I'm just that gorgeous. In our Red Bluff store and our crate giving opportunities that we always have all year round, but especially during the holidays, we've brought in a new crate that has a closing lid. But, you know, everybody listening or even just businesses, great opportunity to come in and have us put together your business gifts if you're going to be giving things away to clients. It's made easy. Give us a budget. And away we go. You can just swing by and pick them up and hand them out, and have given wonderfully beautiful presents that are all made of local artisans, and you can't get much better than that. And your crate, you know, is made by the oldest operational steam-driven sawmill in the country, which is here too. So, you know, it's just really cool stuff.
Yep.
We're ready. Are we going to be ready?
Oh, yeah.
We're ready.
We're ready.
Okay.
Yep.
Peanut brittle's coming in.
I wanted to point out also that Enjoy the View, which we do every month, we have a really beautiful double page spread, and we've been getting some new photographers. And
that's a beautiful shot of Mount Shasta.
Yeah, Ruben Garcia, and it's just a beautiful Mount Shasta.
You can see the Lemurians practically.
They're on the lenticular cloud.
Did you know that Mount Shasta was hollow? You have to listen to that show sometime outside the water. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for being here.
No, thanks for having us.
My pleasure.
You know, and so, I mean, it really is. To see, you know, you like to start the month off with some, you know, nice thoughts and all that, because this is going to be an interesting Christmas, and with people. And I hopefully that next year we're going to be taking a step and seeing the economy start taking back. But it's always fun to go down to to go down to enjoy the store. I mean, you can get all your Christmas shopping done in one spot there and shopping locally.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl.
Thanks.
No, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep. Ben, thanks for bringing all those in.
See you at the store.
Again, tomorrow, Dr. Payesh Dhanuka will be joining us. We got a lot of things we want to talk about. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Supreme Court has rejected a Christian university's legal challenge to key parts of Obamacare.
Without comment, justices on the High Court left in place a federal appeals court ruling dismissing Liberty University's lawsuit. The Virginia-based Christian school made several arguments in challenging the portion of the health care law that requires most employers to provide health insurance to their workers or pay a fine. Liberty also objected to Obamacare's individual mandate and contraception coverage requirements. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
It's a day known as Cyber Monday when a lot of people go online to buy holiday gifts. New Yorker Jennifer Carey is at her keyboard.
It's a great way to shop. It's different than being out with the people, but it's faster, it's easier, it's more convenient.
Today's online transactions expected to generate $2 billion worth of business for retailers. Tax-free online buying may soon be a